Bringing It Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, we got a little Britney Spears going this morning. Lucky.
That is an old song.
Hadn't heard that song in a while. Lost an hour of sleep last night.
Yeah. Maybe I'm dragging a little today.
We're going to gain an hour of sunshine. We got to think about it that way.
Yes, yes. And she's singing Lucky. So what does that make you think of?
Oh, we know that St. Patrick's Day is on its way.
Next Sunday.
Full of luck.
That's right. And my daughter, like, loves St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Because, you know, she's a redhead and, you know, they... Irish thing.
We got to get her to Chicago one year so she can see them dye the river green.
Well, you know, my mom's from Chicago.
Yes, they need to go.
I know, that would be really fun. Mm-hmm. I agree. So, you don't have to be lucky to know what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day, and we want to share some interesting things we found out about Lucky Charms, not the cereal. But
that's another episode.
Right. But things that people think are lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, you know, just a little background on St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate it every year on March 17th as the anniversary of the death of the patron saint of Ireland, who was St. Patrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of St. Patrick's Day celebrations do happen, like you're saying, in some of the larger cities.
I mean, it doesn't seem like you're celebrating somebody's death or memorializing somebody, because it's a party.
It is.
I mean, people eat, they have dancing and drinking, and it's just like a big celebration.
It really is.
Yes.
And it was brought here by Irish immigrants who celebrated their heritage on this day.
Yes.
I think the main thing we do around here is wear green, right?
Yeah.
That's lucky if you wear green.
Right. You don't get pinched.
Right.
You know, I don't even know if people still do that. But when we were growing up, I mean, you'd probably get some charges filed against you now if you pinch somebody. But when we were growing up and we were younger, you would get pinched.
Right.
By just random people. Not random people, but your friends.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. So something better be green.
Yes.
But I still wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I guess just for that reason, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's ingrained in us.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we can't talk about Lucky Charms without mentioning the shamrock, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's like the symbol of St.
Patrick's. It is the national flower of Ireland as well, so it's fitting. And it's also very connected to St. Patrick because the shamrock has, you know, it's three leaves. It's a three-leaved shamrock, and he used that to spread Christianity and teach about the Holy Trinity to people. And it means something to the people of Ireland. There's some... They feel like it can maybe predict the weather, the way it's facing, and then it guards against evil. And
but now when we find them, they're facing like all different directions. So how are we supposed to know what weather's?
Apparently,
that should be West Tennessee's like state plant.
What is your shamrock saying? Yes,
because we never know what's gonna happen. So
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, what is told is that the leaves turn skyward when a storm is brewing.
Oh, so all of them are facing upward. That's the problem.
So. Okay. And the, you know, now in modern day America, we talk about the four-leaf clover being lucky, and it stems from this. So.
Okay.
But, you know, we got to think about that.
You know, one of the lucky things that I think about is a horseshoe.
Yes.
They've always mentioned horseshoes being lucky, so... I don't know where that came from.
Well, that's really a popular thought where we live in the United States, for sure. And it really kind of came about it was really popularized back when, like, people started getting really popular westerns and stuff back in the early 1900s and things.
Because there were a lot of horses.
Yes.
I can see the connection.
Okay. And we can thank Elvis Presley, too, because he mentioned his lucky horseshoe and, you know.
Blew up after that.
Right. So, I will say there is a little contention about the proper way to hang your horseshoe, though, to generate good luck. Some people think it should be hung with the heels up, kind of in the shape of a U.
How are you going to hang that?
Well, with a nail. They've got holes in them.
Oh, well, see, I've never, like, been up close and personal.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Like an actual horseshoe because they nail it on the horse's foot.
Okay.
Look, Tennille's learning as we're doing
I'm
this.
I'm learning as we go. Okay.
But some people put them over their doors and things, too, in their home. But some people think that they need to be hung up in the shape of a U to keep all the good luck contained, while others prefer to hang the opposite direction so that good luck can flow to everybody. Can just
roll out of it.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
That's less selfish.
Yeah, true. True. So, yeah, you're right. Horseshoes are a big, big deal. So, do you know anybody that's ever carried a rabbit's foot?
Well, no, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, like I've seen them on keychains. I know it's lucky. And stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, keychains. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know a lot about the rabbit's foot, and we're going to kind of go a little dark here for a minute.
Well, I mean, it's a rabbit's foot. It's already dark.
Right. Okay, I didn't know this.
Okay.
And I don't know if our listeners mm-hmm. of our podcast know this, but you may be learning something today, too.
Yeah.
Following the North American legend of the rabbit's foot, for it to truly be lucky, all right, mm-hmm. stay with me here.
Okay.
It has to be the left hind foot of a rabbit.
So it has to be the left hind foot. So, okay, we're lucky.
No, I'm not done.
Oh.
Captured in a graveyard.
Oh, I'm out.
During a full moon, preferably shot with a silver bullet.
So all those conditions have to be met in order for a rabbit's foot to be lucky.
According to this legend.
Nobody ever said that. And so people just grab any foot. I mean, yeah. The front left, they don't care.
Well, I'm pretty sure the ones you buy now are like not made in nature.
They better put a disclaimer on it so right. people will know that it is not the left hind foot.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. It's kind of makes it kind of creepy,
yeah,
honestly.
That's too specific. It was already creepy. It was right. a rabbit's foot, but now we
I
just, yeah.
I think I'm more in line with the shamrock and the horseshoe.
Yeah, let's do something else.
All right, so I want to kind of talk about things that we do out of habit, maybe, that we don't consider. You know, we just do it. It's like a superstition.
Mm-hmm.
So to stay lucky, here's some things that people do. Have you ever crossed your fingers behind your back? Like, have you ever seen people do that? Like,
yeah. Like when you're going to lie?
Yes.
Or you're hoping for
good
news? Or
you're making a wish?
Yeah.
So that is an example of a way to stay lucky. Okay. Oh. I'm not saying we need to lie.
Well, no, but.
But that's what people do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I know you've done this. You have knocked on wood.
All the time, yeah. Yeah,
we've all heard that, right?
Yes,
let
yes.
me knock on some wood.
Yes.
Okay.
We've done that.
Well, that is actually dates way back to ancient beliefs in tree spirits, and people believed that you had to knock on the ash tree or the yew tree.
What's a yew tree?
Like YEW. I don't think we have those in West
Tennessee.
I don't know.
We don't have
I'm
a
not
yew tree in
person.
My yard.
Anywho, those were the preferable ones to be the luckiest.
So we just around here knocking on tables
like right
and,
now,
and
on
walls,
this...
and it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
But who's supposed to tell everybody this?
I guess we just do it because we're carrying on tradition, you know? Okay, I've heard this one my whole life. You don't walk under a ladder.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That is not a way to stay
that.
Lucky,
right?
Right,
you don't do that.
And I didn't know the background of this, Tennille. A lot of these
a ladder fell off somebody.
Well, you're not far off. But a lot of these have, like, morbid... beginnings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes back to the days when they would hang criminals. They would make them walk the ladder, so nobody wanted to walk under that ladder.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
I know.
They
had to walk the ladder to do their execution.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I know. I just thought somebody fell off a ladder or something.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. Somebody, the ladder fell and it crushed whoever was
yes.
walking under it, so you don't walk under a ladder.
Yeah.
I thought it was a safety
but
issue.
But do we do that? I don't walk under ladders.
It's
I didn't know why.
It's a safety issue for me.
I just was always told it's bad luck.
Yes.
All right, and this one I've heard my whole life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't open an umbrella indoors. Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. People will attack you in some settings.
That it could bring bad luck to you if you do that.
And I think about it. Now, I'm not going to say, because sometimes I'll walk in and then close it because I don't want to get my hair wet. But I think about it. Every time I do it, I think about it.
So we want to stay lucky. We don't want to open the umbrella inside.
Right.
All right, I know we've heard about this, too. Cats. Can be lucky or unlucky, right?
Oh, yeah, black cats. Black cats are considered, they're not, but they're considered to be unlucky.
Unless you live in Great Britain, where black cats are lucky.
Oh, they're lucky.
Yeah, but we are taught where we live, or we hear, mm-hmm. you know, lore and tales about the unlucky black cat. You don't want to cross paths with a black cat. And that's true here. That's what people believe. But in Europe, black cats are considered to be lucky. And white cats can be considered ways to bring wealth, like if you cross a white cat.
So a white cat is lucky?
Yeah.
Do you know how many white cats my grandmother had when I was growing up?
Did you know that she should be really wealthy then?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get my part of the inheritance, I guess. But, yeah, I didn't know why. I knew the black cats were supposed to be unlucky, but okay. I didn't know that white cats were supposed to be lucky.
Well, I didn't either.
What about, like, the gray and, like, the orange? I mean,
I don't have any data on that. Oh,
are they kind of, like, in between?
I guess. You know? They neither, okay. Yeah. They're just good companions. I don't know.
They don't really do anything.
Okay, so we've always heard about counting sheep, right? Like, in order to go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, so if you're not asleep, I'd never heard this, but if you encounter sheep as a flock, like a whole bunch of sheep together, then you're lucky.
Oh, where are we going to find a bunch of sheep?
Well, have you ever, if you're out roaming the countryside.
Have you ever just been out and ran into a bunch of sheep hanging out?
I mean, I've seen them driving, but I'm not, like, you know.
Okay. So you're saying we should stop?
Okay. So let me tell you, you may want to keep driving. It's lucky to encounter them, but it is unlucky if you start counting them. So just drive by and wait.
Okay. If I'm out and I see, like, a bunch of sheep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
it's
lucky.
It's lucky to be with these sheep.
Yeah.
But just don't count them.
Right. Apparently, it is unlucky to count
them. What if it's only, like, four, and you realize it's four? You didn't count them, but you notice it's four.
Yeah. What?
Are you...
Mental math. I don't want that.
Are you in a bad position?
All
now?
I know is that what I looked up and learned about this was that if you count them, that death may be coming for the sheep or for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, another morbid
connection.
The
sheep or you.
Yes. I'm not willing to risk it.
And you don't know which one.
Right. I didn't know
that. That is strange.
But we've
always
been told.
So what about when you're counting sheep when you're asleep?
I'm guessing.
Okay, so that doesn't have anything to do with sleep.
Because it's not real life.
They're not real sheep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
It's also interesting.
That is. And all we do is wear green. I mean, we didn't know any of this.
No, but don't you know, as like we all said, mm-hmm. We talked about, like, knocking on wood is something mm-hmm. we do. We don't walk under a ladder. Like, there are things that we all grew up hearing and doing, and now we know a little bit more about why.
Some of it is really creepy and really scary, but we learned.
I know. Well, I'm going to say it's a safe bet next Sunday. Just don't worry about all this, but put your green on so nobody will pinch you.
Yeah, let's just wear green and put some of this other stuff to bed. I don't know.
I really thought this was kind of a fun off-the-wall podcast.
Well, it's off the wall. I agree with that. But, this is a different kind of St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sleepy.
I know, we're missing that hour of sleep that we gave up. But you know what? When you're out and the sun is shining at 7 o'clock at night or hadn't set yet, you're going
to
be really
I don't
thankful.
Think I'll be able to enjoy it'll take me about a week. After a week, I'm good. Yeah, I'll be adjusted because I love the time of year that we're approaching. So your body just has to get adjusted.
Well, we hope y'all enjoyed this fun little spin on St. Patrick's Day and lucky charms that we've all heard about our whole
life. Stay tuned for the Cereal Podcast.
There you go.
On Lucky Charms. Thank you for joining this episode. In the words of Bob Marley, oh, I wonder if he did, like, he had a very lucky life. And by the way, his movie has been out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still out or not, but there's a movie based on his
That's
life
right.
and some of the things that he did. But I wonder, like, did he carry a rabbit's foot?
I don't know. He may have had, like, a lot of entertainers, you know, have, like, specific things they do before every show.
I hope it wasn't
knows.
The left hind foot of a rabbit shot with a...
In
Silver
the graveyard. That's too much to remember.
In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.